Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2023. It is the Thursday edition of The Cross in the Desert. Now, on the Thursday edition, in contrast to the Monday edition, I usually will feature a specific Bible study for us to engage in. Because on Monday, I'm going to talk about what's happening in Iran. I'm going to have guests that will call in, and we're going to discuss the topics, the human rights abuses, the oppression of women. But on Thursday, I like to switch gears a little bit and focus this on the Word of God. Because the ministry here of the Cross in the Desert is not just being a voice for human rights, as vital as that is, but it is also an outlet of teaching and preaching the gospel so that Iranians and all people can find their hope and freedom in Christ. Today on the Cross in the Desert, I want to speak to us about a very important topic. It's titled Experiencing Peace with God. It doesn't take a whole lot of understanding when you look around at the situation in the world today. The chaos, the turmoil, the uncertainty, the violence causes a lot of stress. And yours truly has been a victim of that stress, that surge of stress that comes from the uncertainty of the times, the chaos and the turmoil going on in the world. And because of that, many of us, especially those outside of the faith or unbelievers, will find some solace and some refuge in alcohol, in drugs, in some kind of transcendental Eastern meditation. They will be looking for everything but the hope and peace that is found in the gospel. And so this program, while it is important for us as believers to learn what the Bible says about peace with God, I want to extend this program to those of you that don't have a foundation in Christ and don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want us to understand something about the word peace. Very important that we understand the foundation of this word. Just think back to the 60s, the big peace movement. You had so many young people disgruntled with the government, just searching, and they would have, of course, rock concerts and protests and anti-government thing, and drugs was the big challenge back then, as well as it is today in many ways. People were looking for peace, love, acceptance. And so I want to speak to us about that this morning. I want to start by taking a look at various scriptures that talk about peace. And let's get an understanding of what the Bible says. You know, on the night before his crucifixion, in that final meeting with his disciples, Jesus said something quite profound. It's one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus proclaimed, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." What is this peace that Jesus promised his disciples and also promises us? We're going to look at that. Another verse of scripture from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, is a very profound promise. And it says of God, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." The promise is when we give ourselves to God, even in our thinking, when our racing thoughts are causing such great anxiety, the Bible says he keeps those that belong to him in perfect peace. Those whose minds are steadfast, that is, are locked and focused on God because they trust in you. So trust in God results in a profound promise of peace. Now, here is a beautiful promise when it comes to the subject of prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There is a wonderful promise that God wants to hear our prayers. He wants us to bring our requests to him. And as a result, we have confidence. We have peace, a peace which goes beyond anything we can understand, that guards our hearts and minds. What a wonderful promise. And then finally, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is a very important verse. It speaks of relationship peace. Before Christ, the Bible says that we were enemies of God before we became Christian. We were literally under the wrath and the holy displeasure of God. But when we come to Christ and we're justified through faith, that is, declared righteous by faith in Christ, it says we now have peace with God. Once we were at enmity with God, that has all changed, and there is peace because now we have a relationship with God. There's a relationship kind of peace. Excuse me. So I want to take a look at the concept of peace and take us into the Bible after sharing these scriptures and talk to us about peace. Remember John 14, 27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Leave me alone. I can't take this anymore." All of us, well, we've heard these words of desperation before. Maybe we have even uttered them, those words, in a moment of panic. Stress. The stress of raising a family. The stress of holding down a job. The stress of a complicated relationship. Stress. The world is having an anxiety attack like it did during the COVID pandemic. And most of us are desperately trying to get away from all of this stress and find some relaxation and a peace of mind. But here's the question. Where do you go to find a peace of mind? Well, as I mentioned in the 60s, the hippie movement chanted, "All we are saying is give peace a chance," right? Unfortunately, most of the young people experimented with marijuana, LSD, and other mind-altering drugs. The anti-authority, anti-government movement of the 60s did little to achieve peace. Instead, what did you have in the 60s? Riots, suicide, murders, protest rallies, arrests. Sounds like today, doesn't it? Well, there's very little peace. So the hippie movement of the 60s chanted peace, but didn't achieve much peace. But instead of being addicted to dangerous drugs like in the 60s, many people in response turned to the East and started to practice yoga and transcendental meditation in search of that peace of mind, only to discover that the results were artificial, not long-lasting. When the rubber meets the road, as the old saying goes, all of these transcendental cross-your-legs mantra didn't achieve much of peace when it came to the difficult situations. Instead, it was very temporary. So since the turbulent hippie movie of the 60s, the question is, have we learned anything? The road to peace was a dead end. So now, where do you and I go to find a real peace of mind? Well, nearly 2,000 years ago, the night before his crucifixion, Jesus made a promise to his fretful and worried disciples. His disciples were really much like us. They dealt with real life issues that were filled with stress. Jesus, realizing that just in a few hours, he would experience agonizing pain after being nailed to a cross, spent the last hours of his life not thinking of himself, not thinking of his upcoming crucifixion. Instead, he spent those precious last hours of his life comforting his stressed-out followers. He made them a promise to transform their lives in any situation. He said, and here's the promise again, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Now, let's understand something about this peace that Jesus is promising here. Jesus did not say, empty your minds, sit in a lotus position, and meditate. No. Jesus did not promise a superficial solution to the anxiety and stress all around them. What Jesus did promise was his peace would guard and comfort their minds in the midst of stress, anxiety, and tragedy. Notice something here. Jesus did not promise his disciples he was going to remove all of the trials and obstacles of life. That's how we grow in our faith. And I know those are sometimes very painful, challenging trials, but Jesus isn't removing those trials. What he did promise was that his peace as a gift, would give us an inward, settled assurance, meaning that he was with them in the midst of the pain and suffering. That's very important. We are not alone in the tragic, difficult circumstances of our lives. The God of the Bible says, "My presence will go with you and be with you." That is, the disciples understood what Jesus meant. They would have a conviction, a trust, that in the midst of real suffering, his peace, that is the peace of Christ, would sustain, strengthen, and comfort their troubled hearts. So we understand right away that this peace is not some state of mind, not some sit in a lotus position and meditate. It's not some benefit we might get from yoga. It's not some new religious promise that says I will take away all of your suffering, trials, and pains. No, Jesus is saying when you go through trials, when you experience suffering, my peace is my gift to you. In that situation, it is a promise, an inward conviction that I am in control, that I am on the throne, and I'm going to bring you through this trial, this suffering, and this pain, and you will know it. Let me tell you, I can testify to this. In some of the most difficult trials of my life, if I didn't have that inward assurance and conviction, if I didn't have the presence of God, I could never make it mentally through it. That is the peace that passes all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, remember verses 6 through 7, let your requests be made known to God with petition and thanksgiving. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and guard your mind. Now, this is a real peace. This is not an artificial, solve it situation peace. This is not step one, step two, step three, abracadabra, some magical peace. This is an inward, settled assurance that God is with us in the midst of our pain and suffering. And the disciples understood that. Remember, when Christ was crucified, they went into hiding. They were terrified that they could be next. The Roman government had put their Messiah to death. But it was 3 days later. Joy came in the morning. Peace flooded their souls when they saw their resurrected Savior stand before them. So my question is, based on this short Bible study this morning, would you like to experience this kind of peace? If you're not a Christian and you have tried TM, yoga, every kind of mind-altering situation, maybe you even went to alcohol and drugs, and it's only temporary. It's not very long-lasting. In fact, it brings more bondage and turmoil than peace. Let me ask you, would you like to experience this kind of peace? The kind of peace Jesus is speaking is a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that flows from a real relationship with God. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, your fellowship with God is restored. The broken relationship is healed. Your broken heart of sin is healed. And this is the kind of peace that will transform your life. It's the kind of peace that the world needs, because every other pathway will only lead to more stress. And the promise is this: Jesus has come for stressed out, troubled, and anxious hearts like yours. His peace can be yours. What will you choose today? Remember what the scripture says. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the promise. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. In other words, Jesus is saying all that the world has to offer is temporary, superficial peace. I have a true peace I want to give to you. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid, because the peace I will give to you will pass all understanding. It will guard your hearts and minds in the most difficult of situations. And so we have learned this morning something about this peace, something that is so transient. I want us now to celebrate peace that passes understanding with a special worship song from Wayne Watson. Let's listen. Such an incredible song of worship from Wayne Watson, The Peace That Passes Understanding. I've been talking to you this morning about the subject of peace and putting it in context what true biblical peace looks like. And recapping a little bit of what we've talked about, true biblical peace is not erasing the circumstances necessarily in your life. It's not taking away necessarily the trials or even at some point the heartache. It is the promise that Christ will be with us through the storm. And sometimes he lifts us up and helps us to soar above the storm. But he is with us. He is the eye of the hurricane, that place of quaint stillness and tranquility. And so this morning, if you're stressed, if you feel hopeless, if you have reached that point of where you cannot endure another moment, know this, that Christ wants to come into your heart. He wants to bring hope. He wants to bring a foundation of truth. He wants to fill your heart and mind with his peace. He wants to come in and bring healing to your hopeless situation. He has come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Jesus himself said, the thief comes but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's his aim. That's his goal, to come and rob you, to steal you, to destroy you. But the Bible says Jesus follows up that contrast by saying, I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. God does not want you to reach the absolute end and have no hope. He wants to be the light in your darkness, the light at the end of your tunnel. He wants you to understand that he has come to rescue you from the sin and the bondage that has brought you to the darkness in your life, to the very end of your rope. He wants to be the one to rescue you. And he says, peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. He is the peace that passes understanding. You can cease striving to look for peace and tranquility and hope in any other place. You can look for truth, but if you look for it in all of the wrong places, it is a dead end. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You can try to search for peace in all of the religions of the world, but in Christianity, you have not a religion, but a love relationship with the very God of the universe. He promises your heart will be stilled and be tranquil with his peace. And so I urge you to call upon the name of Jesus today and experience his salvation. Experience that peace that passes all understanding. Every Muslim I've talked to said they were in turmoil until they found Christ, and they found peace. I want to thank you so much for listening this morning to The Cross in the Desert. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and I will see you again on Monday at 9:30 Central Standard Time.